the language right now, basically, we just haven't been able to come to an agreement on. I go back to, Steve, the meeting that took place, called by Mr. Rummel himself on Veterans Day, actually. And we had reached a point in that conversation where we came to what I thought was some understanding about replacing some language in the agreement that could work for all of us. Mrs. Lentz did a fantastic job writing some language for us, and we all had input into that. It basically would indicate that it would be the goal of the new committee to be able to recommend equal or better than coverage than we presently have. Basically saying it's the goal, not a requirement, but it's the goal. I felt that everyone was thinking, well, this is something we can take forward to our teachers to talk about, to our school board to talk about. So we left Monday evening, like I say, after 3 hours or so, feeling all right. Like I say, our board willing to talk about that language. I really feel they'd be very receptive to that type of language change. Our understanding is the teachers did have a meeting, and we received word that there weren't going to be any more further meetings, so we don't know what that discussion was.
Getting back to Mr. Rummel's comments, centered on the 28 words that you've alluded to, is this committee going to be set up, or because you have no negotiated agreement, is it still just up in the air?
Basically, everything is kind of up in the air right now. I do want to mention for our listening audience and to you that our school board has now scheduled a special meeting for this coming Monday, November 25th, starting at 5 o'clock p.m. We may want to possibly have that meeting in the Activity Center lobby. The board would like to discuss the commission's report, the recommendations or the comments from Mr. Rummel, kind of an update on the process itself. We'd also be looking at time on that agenda for questions, input from members of the audience, the public. After that takes place, we would be looking at the school board going into executive session that same evening, in which the board, we would be discussing negotiation strategy with our school attorney, with the idea that we would be looking to call, the board would be looking to call for and wants to have another negotiations meeting with our teachers. We certainly want to continue the dialogue. I know our school board does. I do believe there's hope to work something out. I think we have, as Mr. Rummel said, great minds on our staff and our school board that we certainly, I don't feel, can let 28 words keep us apart. I think we can work it through. I really believe that. And if we can get everyone to come to the understanding that we had on that Monday with Mr. Rummel, I think it will make a difference. And to be able to have people hear that and have conversation on that topic, there's not an intent whatsoever of cutting coverages, cutting health insurance plans, nothing like that. What the board wants and I want is this new formed committee to study our health insurance, to study the coverage, to study the costs, what's best for the district, what's best for our employees, study the new healthcare regulations coming at us, really put it in the hands of this committee who, as Mr. Rummel described, are great individuals, going to be very good. The committee can work out all of these recommendations and take them to our school board. I think it comes to, too, Steve, all of us putting faith and trust in this new formed committee and our school board to work with the committee on the future of our health insurance.